It's time to bring the rain.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. We've made it past the the go south deadline. Yeah, we made it past that. So because yesterday we only got about 45 minutes into the show and then things went south and we couldn't get it back. So we passed that today, and we're actually going to get into the intel report and bring on Agent 0010 in just a moment. When it comes to this kind of stuff, folks, you know, again, you know what helps is when people spread the word and get more people to listen. By the way, I am not the only one who had a technical issue. Rush Limbaugh seems to have been having tech issues all week long as well. I mean, there was a day that he could not, according to them, they had a technical issue where he couldn't broadcast, so they had to get a guest host as an emergency fill-in. And so I'm just wondering if others out there in this talk space have had issues over the past week or two. I wouldn't put it past these leftists, and of course they'll probably, if it were to come to light that there was a real a coordinated attack on right leaning talk show hosts, or however they define it, I'm sure they're going to blame the Russians. I'm just telling you, they're going to blame the Russians. Now I don't listen to a lot of talk radio. I mean, there are people that I've listened to in the past. I haven't listened to some of them in a very long period of time, but yeah, I've heard a many of them from time to time. Especially if I'm on the road, if I'm traveling, then you know I tend to pick up late at night. You know, especially in the AM band, you're in New York State, and you can pick up a radio station that's in Chicago or even in Texas. Yeah, I remember going home to visit my parents before my father passed away. Going home, it was a clear night, which is really kind of strange too, but it was a clear night. It was around midnight. I was in a New York State thruway, and I'm picking up an AM station out of Austin, Texas. And I thought I heard him wrong. But no, AM signals can, when they're not impeded, can travel very far. And sometimes, this is also true with AM signals, is that they will also be able to skip over bodies of water. So, yeah, you know, you could pick up stations from Detroit and Chicago because of the Great Lakes. It'll skip across the water. As well as when I said it was a clear night, which is why I was surprised, because usually on depending on the type of clouds, but usually on an overcast night, signals will bounce off the clouds so you can get stations that are farther away. Why I was getting Austin, Texas on a clear night, I don't know. It was kind of strange. But so I have heard people from all over the place but without having to leave the Northeast, which is really kind of weird when it comes to – but AM allows that type of signal, which is why – and a lot of people don't know this – but AM stations, by law, after sunset, between sunset and sunrise, they have to cut their power in half. Because, believe it or not, the sun actually impedes an AM signal. It does not seem to impede an FM signal, but an AM signal it does. So, you know, if they have a 50,000-watt station, they can broadcast 50,000 watts during the day. But at night, after sunset, they have to cut back to 25,000 watts. And believe it or not, that signal can travel farther and clearer at 25,000 watts at night than it can during the day when the sun's blaring. It's just the amazement of radio signals. It's just interesting stuff. But, yeah, so if you listen to people out there and have they had any troubles? I know Rush has had them. I haven't really heard any because I don't listen to a whole hell of a lot of talk radio anymore because I'm in the business. Last thing I want to do is say, oh, you're just like this guy. Well, I don't listen to him, so I can't be like him. Maybe he's like me. I don't know. Or she. Although I don't listen to, I don't even listen to Laura Ingraham. Does she still have a radio show? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. I think she's a looker myself, actually. I'd watch her. Does she have a TV show? I'd watch that. I mean, come on. I'm a guy. What do you want me to say? Anyway, before I get myself into any more trouble here, let us bring on Agent 0010. Good morning, Agent. How are you? Yeah.
You are here. Let's see. I don't know if we can hear. If they could, can you people hear Agent out there yet?
Let's see. We'll just go ahead and talk. See if we can get you.
No, hold on. I thought they could hear you, but evidently they're hearing me twice. Oh, crapola. Let me see. Where is this here? Now they're just getting noise.
Hold on. Let's see. Okay. Great. That just ruined everything. Okay, let's try that again. Why is that not even working? You know what? Let us try. Crap, I can't do that. Now I thought I had all this figured out to the original settings. Hold on. You know what? It might be. Well, anyway, you know what we're going to do here? I am going to just briefly, can I bring up something here? I'm going to bring up a song while you people listen to this and I work on this issue. We're not going to go off the air. This is not off the air, folks. You're going to hear something that I've played before. So here you go.
From every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. I have a dream. 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 I have a dream.
All right, folks. So, all right, folks, I hope you have enjoyed this little song there, I Have a Dream, while we tried to fix the issue, but we're doing it, jerry-rigging it here a little bit. So you might hear a little bit of echo from me as we go through the jerry-rig process to try to get this through. Like I said, you're not going to stop me from airing. You're not going to shut me up. And if I can find a way, even if I have to jerry-rig it where it doesn't sound the greatest, to get Agent 0010 in the air, then we're going to do that. So we got 0010 on the line. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Am I here? I feel so lost. Dominic, can you hear me? Chris, Kevin, anybody out there, can you hear me?
Yeah, they all can hear you. I can see the audio lines moving. Yes, I can see the audio lines moving. Anyway, so I told you they weren't gonna stop us today. I mean, I just have to jerry-rig this thing for now. So, I mean, I know it's probably, to most listeners out there, it probably sounds like crap, but we will clean that up later on. But for now, this is what we're going to have to do until I can reconfigure and reconnect that line that is now missing from Spreaker that connects with Sky. This is unbelievable. I can't believe it's missing.
This is textbook stuff. This is just simply textbook stuff. I mean, when they really want to get desperate, well, you know what? You see those little fancy, beautiful computers you have there? Kiss them goodbye because they're just going to be no repairing them, and you just have to go out and buy brand new ones. So that would be the last resort that individuals will stoop to. But listen, let's get right to this because I've got a lot to cover. I've got a lot of information to drop on you. I've got a lot of stuff here, and I'm going to connect the dots, okay? It's really simple. Now, first thing we're going to cover is President Trump holds both countries responsible for the deterioration of relationships. And I am talking about the United States and Russia. And he's absolutely right. Absolutely 100% correct. Because let's not forget, in 2012, the United States, during the Obama administration, the beginning of his second term in office, meddled in the Russian elections. And how did they do it? Again, I've said this before on the air. They turned around and the brand new ambassador to Russia from the United States, who had zero, let me say this again, zero diplomatic training or zero diplomatic experience, hit the ground running. He started meeting with the opposition leaders in the Russian election. In other words, he was meeting with those that were running against Putin, which, in all honesty, should not have been done. If you're going to you're there to be the liaison between the United States and another country. You're not there to meet with the candidates of another party. And that's exactly what Mr. McFaul did. He also met with organizations that were opposed to Vladimir Putin. So the United States also meddled in the entire election. And as a footnote, by the way, this whole thing about President Trump attacking our NATO allies, well, what the hell do you think Obama did when he funneled money from the United States, taxpayer money from the United States, to Israel in a campaign effort against Benjamin Netanyahu? Mind you, Israel is an ally. Thank you. Now, another thing. Democrats use Russia as an excuse to hinder the president of the United States. Russia did this. Russia did that. Russia did the other thing. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to clear that up in a couple of minutes. So please bear with me. Another thing. The Dems say that the president of the United States campaign colluded with Russia, but yet the Democrats conveniently and most of the world's mainstream media, worldwide, mind you, okay, turned around and ignore that the dossier, the Steele dossier, with all this information supposedly against the president, was collected supposedly using Russian contacts. So if the president colluded with Russians, well, guess what? The Democrats turned around and voluntarily admit that the Clinton campaign, Hillary Clinton campaign, also colluded with the Russians. Why? Because Fusion GPS was under contract by the Clinton campaign. Mind you, there's another crime that was committed in the process, because according to election laws, anything that you spend more than $200 has to be annotated in your books. The payment to Fusion GPS was never in the books, even though the Clinton campaign admit that they did pay Fusion GPS. So guess what? The Clinton campaign conducted another breach of campaign laws or regulations. Now, here's the part that's really going to send me. Russia used... Now, everybody's saying that the Russians meddled in the election. And I have always said it is absolutely true. The Russians have meddled in our election. But here's the problem. They used Twitter and Facebook. Now, Rod, when you go online, and let's say you go on Twitter or you go on Facebook and you harass and you torment someone, okay, what is that called?
Well, that's cyberbullying.
Okay, so it's cyberbullying. Mind you, cyberbullying. There was no intrusion from your computer to theirs. There was no hacking from your computer to theirs. But yet, it involves the cyber aspect. Well, guess what? By the Democrats saying, get ready for this, saying that Russia did a cyber attack. What the Democrats are really saying is that Russia used Twitter and Facebook. Because the fact is that Russia... like I said, did use Twitter and Facebook to attack candidates that were running for president. But yet, we notice, though, that they play with these words.
It was both candidates, by the way, too. There were ads for and against Trump and ads for and against Hillary Clinton. What they were after was not to get one or the other elected, but was to sow chaos.
But guess what? Here's something that everybody seems to forget. And what everybody seems to forget is that there was also ads on Facebook and Twitter for Jill Stein, for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah,
but you notice, it's President Trump that's on the chopping block. And by the way, before, the reason why the heads of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and all these others sat in front of the Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, to answer questions is because before that, you had the heads of the intelligence community saying, yes, Russia did use Twitter and Facebook. And they also use YouTube. And by using YouTube, what they were doing was they were using RT, Russia Times. By the way, mind you, Russia Times is also considered to be a journalistic endeavor. It's pro-Russian, it's pro-Putin, but yet it's like CNN. Or let's say USA Today, but in video form. So the intelligence heads come in and they say, yes, they did use Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Okay, in steps in the heads of those organizations. Yes, the Russians did do it. So there is your cyber attack. Russia was attacking the credibility of Hillary Clinton and at times of Donald Trump. So Democrats being Democrats in the DNC, they used a play in words. They played with these words to make it sound like it was a vicious attack on the computer system, when the fact of the matter is that those 33,000 emails that Hillary Clinton has missing from her server are in Chinese hands. Oh, and wait, mind you.
China?
Mind you. Yes, China. Why? Because it's already...
Uh-oh. Where'd you go? I didn't touch anything, so I'm just wondering, did we lose? Hold on. No. God, that's...
Oh, fine. It's on China. Yes, it did.
What's that?
What was that? Okay. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I have no idea what that other thing was.
So, yeah, I think I know what it was. Anyway, and then the fact is that as China, and here's the further deterioration in relationship between the United States and Russia. Here we have Bob Mueller. He turns around and he says, I've indicted these Russians and I've indicted those Russians. And then those individual Russians turned around and said, okay, we'll face you in court. But here's the problem. Since 1999, the United States and Russia has had a mutual agreement that they would work together in any criminal indictment. Mueller never sent those indictments to Russia. Mueller never bothered to inform the Russian state. He just did it. Now, you may ask, well, what is this thing called? It's called the treaty between the United States and Russian Federation on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters. Article 2, the scope of these legal assistance that shall include, okay, obtaining testimony and statements. 2, providing documents, records, and other matters. 3, serving documents. 4, locating and identifying persons and items. 5, executing requests for search and seizures. 6, transferring persons in custody for testimony or other purposes under this treaty. 7, locating and immobilizing assets for purposes of forfeiture, restitution, or collection of fines. And number 8, providing any other legal assistance not prohibited by the laws of the requested party. Requested party. In other words, Russia, United States requesting of Russia. So Mueller did none of those things. Not a single solitary one.
And hold on before you continue. You got to hit the hard break here. But Mueller not doing any of this stuff was one of the things that Putin was saying at the meeting. Hey, yeah, you know, just go through the proper channels and we'll help you out, right?
You're listening to The Rod Engel exactly. Show. Let truth be told.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other.
It's not supposed
where
to.
Crime is high and old water pipes bursting.
Yeah, I can hear you.
We'll have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer, because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
Trying to figure out what was going on here, but let's get right back to Agent 0010 so we can try to, and we'll just keep jerry-rigging the system until I can figure out, because nothing seems to be working on my end. All the configurations that I have written down, actually, that are supposed to work, they're not working, so I don't know what the deal is, but we'll figure it out. You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm probably just going to have to blow everything up and start over from scratch. Of course, that's probably what they want, but I'm too resourceful right now. So if I do blow things up, I have files, copies of files, so I can just easily drag and drop stuff back in. So I learned my lesson from yesterday. Trust me, I've got backups as best I can back things up. Anyway, we still have Agent 0010 on the line. Are you still there? Can we still hear you?
Yep.
All right.
I'm still here.
Good.
Still hear me.
Nice. This is like going back into the old West days of broadcasting on the internet, you know, back in like 2007 and 8 when all this stuff was new and people didn't know what the hell they were doing. And the technology wasn't there.
You said like the old days. I'm thinking like newsflash, Theodore Roosevelt calls his vice president a ninny. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, now we know the audio, this audio, so-called audio blogging or audio blogging type of thing is the old school way is like it started coming online like 2006, 2007. So that's back in the day. Oh, I know we're 10 years on, but okay. that's a long time ago now. Ask a millennial. They'll tell you. 10 years ago, that was ancient history, man.
In order for me to ask a millennial, that means I need to speak to a millennial, and I'd rather not. But anyway, I digress. On with the report.
Yes.
Now, let's say Bob Mueller turns around and says, hey, Putin, we need help with this investigation. Now, this is if this investigation is actually credible. This is why I'm lending zero credibility to this investigation. Hey, Putin, we need help with this investigation. Putin says, yes. Okay, guess what? The credibility maintains because now we're getting to the bottom of certain things. Now, let's say Putin says no. Well, that still lends credibility to the entire investigation because the fact is that now the Russians are showing they have something to hide. But by Mueller not going to the Russians, you have given your own investigation zero credibility for the simple fact is you're scared of what will be discovered, and that is nothing. Nothing will be found. Nothing will be there. So you're going to continue to imprison innocent people, such as a Russian girl who offered to sleep with someone in the GOP so she can get a job. Now she's going to go to prison for this. And they refuse to give her bail. But yet it's okay for Weinstein to run around in the streets after he assaulted sexually how many hundreds of women? That's okay. Because, oh, well, he's Hollywood, of course. We have to make allowances for that. So another factor of this whole situation with the deterioration that's going on in Russia is the fact that the entire press conference, a majority of the mainstream media worldwide is focusing on what the president said. But very few people, very, very, very few people in the media caught on to the fact that Vladimir Putin voluntarily told the entire planet, yeah, we gave Hillary Clinton $400 million. Oh, but that goes ignored. What was that $400 million for? Oh, and by the way, this is when she was Secretary of State.
Isn't she? They were buying influence.
Is it? Oh, yes. No, they were definitely buying influence.
Remember, under Clinton, we also had the Russian reset. You know, we hit the reset button for the Russia relationship. That was also under Clinton. After that, $400 million. After Bill spoke in Moscow.
Well, you know what? Here's another footnote. Okay, footnote. Liberals and Democrats all over this country are running around saying that Hillary Clinton is the most
qualified
candidate to be president. She's experienced and qualified in failure. That's about it. Because everything she touched, when she was a senator, she was involved in two things, and one of them was naming a post office after a woman. When she was Secretary of State, everything, and I mean every single solitary thing she touched, became a disaster. It was a train wreck. So, is she qualified and experienced? Yes, in failure. In total, unadulterated failure. Now, end of footnote. Now, another aspect of the American meddling.
Russia? Or Russian, the Russian state? At what point in time did Ukraine was an ally of Russia? So even though they had a puppet president who was being controlled by Putin and Russia itself, the United States You're gonna have to put it up on YouTube or Discord or BitChute or one of maybe not YouTube, but all those alternative video sources. By the way, I think we finally got it. People are still able to hear. Well, maybe not, because I'm still getting double feedback. But can let us know if you can still hear the agent, please, in the chat room. Go ahead.
Wanting to return to the sovereignty of the Ukraine. Thank you, Mr. Brennan, and thank you for the rest of you boneheads for doing what you did by meddling into the Ukraine instead of allowing the people to do it themselves and then let them come to us. No, we went straight to them and we influenced what was happening in the Ukraine.
There is a ruling party. Now, here's another thing. Now, you sounded completely surprised when I said the Chinese got into Hillary's emails.
Well, here's the thing. This isn't invented. This came from Lisa Page herself when she was sitting in front of the committee and speaking to them. And here's another little thing that, well, kind of shocked everybody, but nobody's really talking about it. And that's when Senator Ratcliffe, during this closed-door meeting, came outside, faced the press, and said it straight out. Lisa Page just told us that those texts mean exactly what they say. How many of you have seen that in any of the other media? Lisa Page sat there and basically told, in not so many words, yeah, Peter Strzok lied. Those tweets were exactly what we were doing, and it's exactly what we were trying to get involved in and trying to prevent the President Trump from being the president. She admitted it herself to the Intelligence Committee, or to the Joint Committee, I should say. So this whole thing, Strzok, his whole thing has fallen apart. All of it. Thanks to Lisa Page. Now, do I condone what she did with Strzok? No, I don't. But I applaud her for stepping up and telling the truth and finally coming clean. I applaud her for that, and I thank her for that. And I hope one day she gets to hear that from my voice saying that, which leads us to another thing about the entire Helsinki summit. Now, does President Trump have the right to doubt the intelligence community? Hell yes, he does. Is he the first one to ever do it? Hell no, he's not, because there was another president that questioned the validity of the intelligence community, a very famous president, a very Democrat president. And if you would please play that soundbite, I think the people will know exactly who I'm speaking about when they hear his voice.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed.
Now, that was President John F. Kennedy, and we all know what happened to Kennedy. And, of course, we have the wonderful conspiracy stuff that floats around about, you know, who was really behind the assassination of President Kennedy. And I think people have known for some time that this guy was he was the Trump of his day. Now just think about this, folks. And of course, you know, Agent, correct me if I'm a little bit off, but he was the Trump of his day. The swamp wasn't as big or as powerful as it is today. But imagine, if you will, if they were able to actually silence that president, what can they do to Trump?
President Kennedy was one of the most powerful families, was a member of the most powerful family. Well, excuse me. President Kennedy was a member of one of the most powerful families in this country. And he was an intelligent, articulate, just determined man. Now, is he one of my favorite presidents? Far from it. Far from it. I didn't like Kennedy. Even though I wasn't alive at that time, I just don't like what he left behind. But the fact still remains is that he is, to this day, one of the Democratic Party's most loved and cherished treasures. And many people still respect and admire Kennedy for his work or for his words. Now, as far as President Trump is concerned, well, you know what? I'd be surprised if he finishes his first 4 years. And in fact, when he gets reelected, and I mean when he gets reelected, I doubt very much he's going to finish that term. I highly, highly doubt it. So it's going to be at the end of this term or somewhere in the beginning of his next term. They're going to try to kill the man. Now, how do I compare President Trump with other presidents? Honestly, I think he's a combination of Kennedy trying to control the intelligence community because, for the most part, including especially the FBI, they've run amok. Ronald Reagan, in many ways, as far as, you know, being a conservative with, you know, money, protection of the United States, building the armed forces, so on and so forth. And Theodore Roosevelt, because Theodore Roosevelt was one bombastic, long-winded bastard. I swear, the man just did not know how to shut up. There was a story of a hunting guide. This guy would take people out, going to go hunting and stuff like that, make sure they were safe and stuff like that. He went to the White House to meet Theodore Roosevelt. The guy went in there. 2 hours later, he came back. And he was completely shaken. He was completely disoriented. He was completely oblivious. They had to sit him down. And when they asked him, so what happened with the president? What'd you say to him? I said, I gave him my name, and then he started talking and didn't shut up until I left. That was Theodore Roosevelt. He was one bombastic, long-winded bastard. And he was arrogant as hell, just like Donald Trump. So, you know what? The reason why he's not dead yet is because the Democrats are trying to make him look like the buffoon, because they believe him to be the buffoon, even though he came from entertainment, just like Ronald Reagan, and they're trying to make him a racist, just like they did to Ronald Reagan, and they're trying to make him look like he's some kind of a misogynist, just like Ronald Reagan.
and they're trying to make him look like he's unfaithful because he's been divorced, just like Ronald Reagan. So there are the comparisons between President Trump and President Reagan. Now, do I believe, like I said, I believe he's going to get, there's going to be an attempt on his life. I sincerely believe that. And I hope to God, again, this is one of those times where I hope to God I am dead wrong. I am hoping to God I am dead wrong.
If that were to happen, do you think that would be that would pose a big problem for the Democrat Party? Because people would you know, conspiracy theories would be brought to the forefront about this and who would be responsible. I don't think that the Democrats
Nothing
would be able
to happen.
I don't think they'd be able to survive.
Nothing would happen.
Nothing would happen.
Nothing would happen. Nothing would happen. Because Republicans, conservatives have a tendency of not running through the streets, rioting and looting and shooting up the place. That's not the way conservatives do things. They're going to sit there and they're going to make demands. They're going to make insistence. Demand, 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 demand. And then, of course, Congress and the Senate and everybody else is going to say, okay, we're looking into it. We're looking into it, blah, 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 blah. And they're going to say things to appease the conservatives or appease the Trump supporters. And in the process, nothing gets done. That's exactly what would happen. Now, the reason why I made this connection between President Trump and President Kennedy, other than the fact that they both questioned the intelligence community, much of the heads of the intelligence community are selected by President Trump. But as we have seen with Andrew McCabe, with Peter Strzok, with Lisa Page, there are still remnants. And these remnants are in high position. These individuals that still remain behind that are very pro-Obama or pro DNC or just straight out anti-Trump, these individuals are still in power with power. They still have methods of changing things or doing whatever. Don't forget, there was a change in the FISA 302 requests. Somebody changed them. So the fact remains is that there are people, so of course he has every single right to doubt certain things about the intelligence community. Of course he has that right. I mean, Kennedy did. So Trump is not the first one. So let's make it perfectly clear, ladies and gentlemen. Does he trust the individuals that he selected to head these communities? Yes, he does. Does he trust the entire community? Well, somewhere between the heads of these communities or these agencies and the ground forces, somewhere in between, there still lays a lot of anti-Trumpers, and they can do a lot of damage.
So well, I mean, there's still
proceed with caution.
There are people that have been ousted from this administration that still have been given a very loud voice. I mean, like Comey and Brennan and a few others. They're no longer.
You know what? Brennan, and Comey are involved. Both of them are involved in this fiasco when it comes to the Russian collusion. They are both heavily involved in this. That's why Brennan is barking like the rabbit chihuahua that he really is. He thinks he's a bulldog, but he's really a chihuahua. And somebody's going to snap that newspaper across his nose. He is heavily involved in this mess. He's heavily involved in this disaster. It was under his watch that the Crimea and the eastern Ukraine fell. It was under his watch. He is a failure as well. And I've always said, Rod, how many times have I said the FBI has too much power?
Yes.
They're an intelligence organization and a law enforcement agency, both in one. The NSA, the CIA, the ODNI, Office of Director of the National Intelligence, all these other intelligence agencies, they do not have power of arrest. FBI, they have the intelligence capabilities similar to the CIA, but they also have power of arrest. That is a lot of power. That is way too much power. No one single agency should have that much control in the lives of the American people, because the intelligence can be fibbed. Intelligence can be distorted. Hell, again, it happened when CENTCOM was sending bogus intelligence to Obama because he didn't like bad news. He wanted it to look like we were kicking ISIS and Al-Qaeda's butt. So the intelligence was fudged. They sent out bogus intel. Everything that they said was happening on those reports, The complete and total opposite was occurring. ISIS was getting bigger. They were getting stronger. They were spreading out even more. So intelligence can be forged. And when you take that with the power of arrest, that is almost unlimited power. When these agencies sit in front of the Senate committees, it should not be the NSA, CIA, ODNI, and the FBI. FBI should not be there. Who they should be sitting next to is federal marshals, let's say federal marshals, ATF, DEA, and FBI. Those are the agencies that should be sitting together. The FBI's intelligence capability should be reduced greatly.
It should.
Too much power.
Can you hang on for through the break to the next hour? Okay, well, we got to take this break, and we'll be back, and we'll continue with the extended Intel report here on the Rod Eccles Show. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I'm a leftist elite Hollywood a-hole? If so, good news. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College is now open, featuring such courses as Unemployment is Not Paid Vacation. No, Americans don't want to spend $19 for an order of French fries and the ever popular Shut the Hell Up. Why, just listen to this big time celebrity endorsement.
I'm not Rosie O'Donnell, and I think this school's offensive, sexist, and racist.
And I think you're a giant a-hole who needs to shut the hell up. Hey, we teach a course in that. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College, where being an a-hole is not a guarantee you'll be an A student.
Thousands of families affected by disasters, like the recent wildfires, urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to families when they need it most. Please donate today to Red Cross Disaster Relief to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.